Back in on this snowy Wednesday night, KMC Sports Zone. John Swisher along with you, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcats, Eric Connor, as MV at 11-3 overall, 8-0 atop of the west side of the Tri-Rivers Conference. Since we last talked, several games with the Maquoketa Valley. They've won three in a row. As we take a look at your team, coach, been playing some good basketball of late. Had a loss in there with Calmus Wheatland on the 13th. You go back to that Tuesday night, fell to them 58-43 as Maquoketa at home, as you knew they were one of the tougher teams on the east side of the TRC. You found that out firsthand on that night. Talk about how that game went down.
Yeah, Calweet is they're a very good team, and Coach Rickles does a really, really good job of, they got a veteran group. I think they have seven seniors on their team, and their starting five is all seniors. And, you know, we played them last year and knew that. I thought last year when we played them, we didn't play our best first half and then played a really good second half against them when they were able to beat them by double digits. So we knew that, you know, watching some film, it's a little bit tough because, you know, we got Marquette and Calweet on the east side that are both very, very good. And, you know, Marquette's in the rankings. Calweet's got to be knocking on the door with their resume that they've put together. But, you know, outside of that, there's not a whole lot of, real solid teams on the east side like there is in some years and has been in the past. So watching them on film, it was tough to, you know, we got to watch them play Marquette and had a common opponent. We got to get a good scout on them and, you know, again, just knew that we were going to have to play our best basketball to give ourselves a chance and came out in the first quarter and did that. And you know, we're able to take the lead by five early on in the second and then, they were just better than us for the remainder of the game. It almost seemed like they found a mismatch no matter what five we put out on the floor. And they exposed us of some things. And, you know, I talked to my guys, and I think I've said this to you in previous years. I always really like what Tom Izzo does with his non-conference schedule early in the season. It challenges himself, tries to get exposed some things that you can work on later. And, you know, I think that was kind of a wake-up call for us, that knowing, okay, we lost to Beckman, we lost to Marquette. Both of those two are really good teams. When we thought we had a little bit better shot, I think our guys really did against Calweet because we did beat them last year. But a little bit of a wake-up call for us, like I said, that, you know, maybe we're not as good of a team if we don't really hone in and focus on all the details and do everything well. Because there were just some mental lapses and stuff throughout the game. And then, you know, we went through a little stretch here the last ended last night against East Buck, but we're not really focusing on a lot of details. And, you know, Coach Kirkhoff said it best to the guys, when you get to the postseason, you're not just going to flip a switch and those things are going to start happening. You got to really start this time of year, you got to dig down and you really got to do that. So I do think Calweet was a better team on that given night, but you know, there's a chance that we get to see them again in the postseason, and we'll get to see how much we've grown from that game till if we do get to see them again.
As eight games remaining on the schedules, this season is flying right by. You have your Edco game moved up because of the cold temperatures expected on Friday night, so see the Vikings again. After that Calweet game, I should go back to you won three in a row with Springville, Starmont, and East Buchanan as you get ready for a game with Edco. So I've been playing some good competition, good games there. The last three games out, what was the recipe? What was the quality of play and how your team was able to be successful?
Yeah, and Springville's, they're the second best team in our conference. They got a good win on Tuesday night over North Lynn. Or I guess maybe that was last Friday night, sorry, over North Lynn. I think they proved that they've got two seniors that are two solid players, got some nice size. And the five guys that they start and put on the floor to begin the game, if they stay out of foul trouble, they're a tough team and they're a tough matchup for people. And it's always weird. We've never, since I've been at Maquoketa Valley, we just have not shot the ball well and really played well, especially in the first half at Springville. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a cursed gym for us or what. It wasn't a great atmosphere. Our guys were talking about it in the locker room. Just kind of blah after the girls game. Was a pretty good ball game, so we were looking forward to a good atmosphere, and I don't know, it just wasn't there, and it took us, you know, our guys got their rear ends chewed a little bit at halftime, to kind of wake up a little bit, and we played a lot better in the second half. We did end up extending the lead to right at 20, and you know, I subbed our guys out knowing that we had a game the next night against Starmont. I subbed our guys out with about 6 minutes left, and you know, Coach Josephson told me that they're trying to work on some things. They kept their starters in, made our backups have to see a little full court pressure, and they were able to cut the lead to like 12. But again, knowing that we had a game the next night, trying to save legs and stuff, I felt much better about how we played in the second half than we did in the first. So, and you know, they don't take any wins back from you, and anytime you get a road win, especially in our league, it's a good win for us.
No doubt about it. As talked about coming up tomorrow night, Edco, a team that played you well at their place the first time, that Monday before Christmas break. So, you know, you'll have to come ready to play and protect your home court coming up tomorrow night.
Yep. And, you know, again, going back to a little bit to the Starmont game, too, we had another really good start to that Starmont game, got up 18-3. And then our guys kind of like, okay, game's kind of over, which, again, a senior-led group, those are things that you don't want to see as a head coach. You know, we want to be able to build that lead early and then just be able to continue to build off that lead. And, again, once we get to a certain point, knowing that we'll be able to put different lineups together and try to build a little bit of depth, there's a lot more that goes into it than just saying, okay, go play basketball. You know, that us as a coaching staff, we're trying to think about those things. But we kind of rebounded after in the fourth quarter of that Starmont game and then came out last night against East Buchanan. So I do feel really good about where we're at heading into our Edco game tomorrow night. You know, it's our pink out game, and yeah, obviously what we do every single year and the amount of money that we have raised for families in need, or different organizations with our pink out, it's an absolutely humbling experience. Definitely being able to be involved in it. But sometimes those things can be a distraction too, and you have your mind on the wrong things. And like I told our guys, just come ready to go and enjoy the game and compete, and then we'll be able to think about those things after the fact. You know, how cool it was to experience those. So we got a familiar opponent. We did not have a good start to that Edco game at their place on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. But I thought we did what we needed to do to battle and get a road win. And you know, I can't think of what college coach I heard say it earlier this year, and it actually might have been about the Iowa Hawkeyes with last night's win. Sometimes just being able to find a way to win, that's what good teams do. You're not always going to be your best, and finding ways to win when you're not at your best, mm-hmm, again, that's a sign of a veteran team and a solid team. So we're just, again, trying to continue to keep let the snowball keep rolling. We get to about winter break there, and we got that thing at the top of the hill, and as it's rolling down the hill, we want to make sure we carry as much momentum into the postseason as we can. We got an excellent opportunity to it. We know that we're in the driver's seat for the conference title, and we talked about that a little bit in the locker room after the East Buchanan game last night, and our guys are aware of it. Again, we don't want it to be a distraction to us, but we know that, you know, we guarantee ourselves a share of the conference title with a win against Edco tomorrow night. So I know our guys are ready to go. They're juiced up. It would have been nice to get a practice in today, but you know, some of those things are out of your control, and I preached that at the beginning of the season too. And I think I've said that to you on air here a few times, that things that are out of your control, you can't control the weather. That's for darn certain, and we're in Iowa, and you got to be able to turn it on when you put the jersey on and the scoreboard's on and you're in between the basketball court lines. And we'll see if our guys are ready to do that tomorrow night.
Indeed. Best of luck in that game against the Vikings. And we'll recap and preview in a couple weeks when we talk again. Coach, until then, best of luck to you. Stay safe and have a good weekend. Thanks for your time as always.
Appreciate it, Swish.
Absolutely. Eric Connor, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program here on the show. More of the KMCH Sports Zone rolls on right after this from KMCH Sports.